Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this is probably what Roman legionnaires saw when they pulled up to Britannia. Yes, a blue-eyed babe from Braveheart with really bad teeth. But this isn't correct because British women have more jowls than that, and their heads are all kind of boxy. Plus, those teeth look too good to be British. They need to be more crooked and yellow. Plus, instead of the red paint on her face, she needs a terrible orange spray on tan. Here's the look of an English woman's face when she finally sees a dentist. Up next, choose your pill. I choose to ban central banks. Without them, there's no communism and socialist monetary policies. The interest rates would be set by a free market and not a banking cartel. Inflation would get under control because it's usually the central banks that print and expand the money supply. If you end central bank money printing, then you end government overspending, and without tax dollars, the welfare state and feminism end up failing. Number three, more men are ended each year in households than women are. And I'm sure that women will still find a way to explain this as men's fault. Even though feminists will throw out wacky ideas out there, like it's self-defense when she does it. I'm not surprised, because based on the statistics, women commit more domestic violence than men do. So why wouldn't more men be ended? If you don't believe me, then look at the stats for violence between lesbian couples. They're the highest out of all the groups out there. Moving on, the useful idiot leftoids want to take us to communism, but what they don't realize is that during the Soviet Union, that simply skipping a day from work was a crime. And the 10 million people were convicted of being late to work and were sent to jail or labor camps. Leftoids are lazy and would be the first sent to the gulags for not following instructions. Meanwhile, in their minds, they think that they would be in charge telling everyone else what to do. Communism is their power fantasy, which would turn into their nightmare. Number five, the idea that humans originated out of Africa is falling apart, as we now have proof that humans came out of Europe and not Africa according to the fossil records. That means that humans in other parts of the world with lower IQ technically de-evolved, and therefore have smaller brains to save energy. With evolution, if you don't use it, you lose it. It's tougher to survive in colder climates, so you need to use your brain more. And the We Was Kings crowd can finally say we was Europeans in sheets, and it actually is valid for a change. Up next, we have this male feminist simp holding up a sign that says that if you're a grown man, then you shouldn't be finding a woman turning 18 attractive. Yes, this man is standing up against male nature so that he can virtue signal to some single mother that he's the man for the job when it comes to raising some Tyrannosaurus' kids. No woman wants to be with this unless this is her last option for feeding her kids. But these days, government food stamps take care of that for her. Number seven, which one of these European countries will be the first caliphate? My money's on Sweden, Stan. The reason I say Sweden is because 20% of the population is already Muslim there. Forget about ABBA, the next big musical group out of Sweden will be called Abdullah. As for the first US state to fall to Sharia law, it'll either be Michigan or Minnesota. Looks like they like to go to states that start with the letter M, like the Prophet Muhammad. Moving on, and speaking of U.S. states, Gruesome Newsom says that you can't just deport 4 million hardworking California immigrants. But the truth is that the state will lose 5 House seats, and there's a chance that it'll flip red. There are 3 million more blue voters in the state than red ones. If the 4 million illegals are deported, then that probably puts power back in the hands of the Republicans. Time will tell. Let's see what happens. Number 9, this woman says that 40 is the new 30, and she dares you to change your mind. In the old 30, you could still get pregnant, honey. But in the new 30, which is actually just 40, you can't unless you like raising downy babies. She's saying this, but you can see in her eyes that nervousness that she doesn't actually believe it. If cope was an Olympic sport, then this woman would have a gold medal by now. Then again, she looks like she's on the verge of a mental breakdown, like this poor fellow from all the memes. Up next, this woman is upset because she got a man that was a 10 out of 10, but found out that he looks maxed his way there and wasn't born sexy. If a woman finds out that you did the leg lengthening surgery or got chin implants, then it's all over. But if a woman gets a nose job or boobs done, then men just accept it and it turns them on. We're all for it if she enhances her looks. But for women, male self-improvement doesn't matter, especially if it involves surgery. Number 11, a married 43-year-old teacher smashed her 17-year-old student because she claims that her husband neglected her. Of course, they always love to blame it on the husband. Luckily, the judge was smart enough to see through her excuse and ended up sentencing her for 3 years in prison. Imagine if men committed crimes and their excuse was they did it because their wives were being neglectful. Such guys would get laughed out of the courtroom and sent to the county lockup. Moving on, this has to be the biggest simp that I've ever seen. Him and his white missionary wife had black triplets after adopting leftover African-American embryos that were discarded from an IVF treatment clinic. And he's even doing the soy face in the delivery room with another man's three little kids. Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean that you're based. If you're doing this to virtue signal how good you are, then you are pretty much going too far. My question is, did she insist on going alone to get the embryos implanted? Number 13, what the herd hates the most is the individual thinking differently. His opinion doesn't really matter, but it's the audacity that he's thinking for himself about something other people don't know much about. When you're highly intelligent and eccentric, they hate you because they envy you. Instead of working to become strong and mentally independent like you, they're trying to tear you down so they feel better about their inadequacies. Humans are shit. Up next, this doctor gives her the upsetting diagnosis that her kid isn't trans, and that she's just being an awful parent. I could have told you that just by seeing her clown hair. That's the dead giveaway. If you're going to mutilate your kids, then wait until they're of age where they can decide to mutilate themselves or not. That being 18 or 19. 9 times out of 10, they'll end up growing out of it. But that's not the point. Women like this want to have trans kids so they can virtue signal how they're inclusive and love rainbow people. Number 15, and speaking of trans people, someone says that Dylan Mulvaney is the Audrey Hepburn of 2025. Now do Dylan's wide shoulders and narrow hips. How elegant is he after measuring that ratio? How about the elegance of his schwing schwing? No mention of that either. Also, that's Audrey Hepburn's natural face, and there's nothing natural about Dylan except the bulge below his belly. This is Dylan's natural born face, if you want to know. Moving on, should obese people be forced to pay 2 plane seats? Yes, absolutely. In some cases, even 3. Either that or walk to their destination. Why are the rest of us subsidizing somebody else's plane ticket? Because they're fat. It has to end. Why do I have to pay for a 50-pound suitcase when a 300-pound person doesn't have to pay for extra pounds for their girth? At least give people discounts if a fat person is spilling into their seat. I don't want to experience a fat avalanche crushing me into the plane's window. Number 17, this delusional woman says that men should have curfews so that women can go out at night. Yeah, that sounds great, but who will protect women from the rapists? It'll probably end up becoming female cops. When they try and save women, they'll get raped too. In reality, it's women that should have curfews so they don't get knocked up by a Tyrannosaurus on a one-night stand. If they implement a curfew, a lot of guys will simply leave the country. Up next, condo inventories in Toronto have risen to levels not seen since 1990, with 58 months worth of inventory. Houses and semis are fine for now, but once the boomers die off and the immigrants and young people can no longer afford the homes, the prices will end up crashing. Can immigrants afford $1 or $2 million homes when they have to earn $250,000 a year to qualify for a mortgage and the average household income is only $100K? In 10 years, I'll probably be able to buy 20 houses using my Bitcoin. But I won't. I'm not going to end up bailing out any boomers. Number 19, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you see this? I think of inflammation, the silent killer. That causes heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and many conditions like autoimmunity. Inflammation is the root cause of many of those things. Not to mention dental bills because, you know, eating too much of that will end up rotting your teeth. Maybe treat yourself to this once or twice a month, but don't eat it all the time. Moving on, Kelly wonders why so many men are scared to date single mothers. They fear being shamed and laughed at by their friends and family. Men also don't want somebody else's problem. Not my kids, not my problem. Only the thirsty men are willing to take care of somebody else's kids and date damaged goods. I'd be willing to date a cute single mother as long as she lost custody of those children or her kids are in jail or something. Maybe we should ask women why they hate dating single fathers. It's their preference. But I guess then men aren't allowed to have our preferences. Number 21, here's the cognitive dissonance of communists. They think that capitalism doesn't work because people are selfish and greedy, but at the same time believe that people will work selflessly for the common good in a socialist country. Show me an incentive and I'll show you an outcome. If I have to share 90% of my wealth, then I won't work to generate any of it. If I'm forced to work, I'll work slowly and inefficiently and do the minimum. I think that a box of rocks is smarter than people like this. Up next, this guy paid a woman $100 for a day just so she would talk to him like his girlfriend. And he loved it because she didn't nag him or use him as an emotional tampon. He even lied to himself and tricked himself to believe that they were attracted to him even though he was actually unattractive. When Loverbots eventually come out, it's going to be women that will be paying for male attention. Or they'll end up paying for the attention from the top 5% of men out there like they do it in Japanese host bars. Number 23, how does Greta already look like a middle-aged cat lady in her early 20s? She has a square face too. A lot of people don't want to acknowledge this, but a lot of Nordic people age poorly. Also, by the looks of it, she also cut her own bangs. She probably grew them out to cover the start of male pattern baldness. How terrible will she really look in another 20 years when she actually has 10 or 20 cats? You know that you'll end up looking like this too if you eat the bugs. Moving on, the left thinks it's more diverse and open-minded, and yet here's a map outlining that on the right, the opinions diverge widely. That's why people on the left all seem to be like NPCs, spewing the same propaganda. They say that diversity is our strength, but real diversity of thought is on the right, and it's their enemy. The left looks more diverse racially and sexually, and the right looks more homogeneous physically, but mentally they have more varied opinions. Number 25 and the last one, in case you missed it, Bonnie Blue was banned permanently from Only Fools because of some planned petting zoo stunt. Imagine OF telling you that you're too big of a whore for them. Now she won't be able to make that $10 million in the next year or so. That's how much she's been making. Here's what Bonnie Blue looks like when she's trying to fit in with the other hoes. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.